Welcome to the Books, Business, and Abundance Podcast, featuring in-depth cutting-edge conversations and trainings with publishing pros, business experts, successful authors, and your host, Ellen Violette, an award-winning book and business coach, multiple number one international best-selling author, CEO of Create a Splash Marketing, and Grammy-nominated songwriter. On this inspiring podcast, you'll discover the best strategies for book writing, marketing, and business growth, along with the latest tactics and tips to increase your credibility and expert status. Become a number one best-selling author, sell more books, and leverage your books to grow your business and make a bigger impact in the world. So get ready. Here's your host, Ellen Violette.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 49. Today, my guest is John Christian. John is a conscious human performance strategist, and he developed the Conscious Human Performance Model in 2015. It's a model of both conscious evolution and human performance, which helps us understand an awakening human potential in the areas of consciousness, spiritual fulfillment, connection, relationships, contribution, career and business, commitment, health and fitness, and the experiential X factor multiplier of adventure, which is life experiences. So welcome to the call, John.
Hi, Ellen. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you. We've been trying to do this for a while. So this is exciting. You are a busy guy.
Yeah. I've, meeting a lot of people and have this mission in my heart and getting that out there. You know, you gotta get out there for sure.
Yep. Well, why don't you tell people a little more about your story or tell people about your story.
Yeah. For sure. So it's, I'll go a little bit back, you know, set some context, but, I spent about 10 years in the banking industry and, I got married pretty young. I had a daughter at age 23 and my wife asked me, once we had the baby, she said, you should probably find a job that's going to pay the bills. So I did that and I got into the banking industry for 10 years. And then at a certain point, I was starting to get burnt out and my daughter came to me. She said, Dad, do you love what you do? And I couldn't honestly look her in the eyes and tell her I did. Mm-hmm. So I had to start leading by example. And it was a really sad time, because I'd always told her to follow her passion, but I wasn't really doing it myself. Mm-hmm. So I realized I had to start leading by example. And what happened after that was almost a miracle. I started accomplishing more in 1 year than I had in the past 10 years of my life. So I went and I got mentored by my childhood surfing hero, Brad Gerlach, who surfs 60-foot waves, and he helped me overcome fear. And I started doing things like skydiving and bungee jumping and endurance races and really pushing and challenging myself outside my comfort zone to overcome that fear, because when we take that leap of faith to leave a good paying job or pursue our passions, there's fear that we overcome. So I started building that up. And that led me to backpacking three quarters of the coast of Costa Rica, surfing with crocodiles. And I got to the longest left-hand break in the world. And I heard this voice within and without and said, well done, now go tell the world. And I was like, You know what? Yeah. Are you really going to put this on me? Do I really have to do this? And so I came back and I started facilitating adventure challenge experiences and connecting the physical experiences with the mental growth. And that really started the foundations of this conscious human performance model, where overlapping conscious awareness and adventure, and then accelerating a person's fulfillment and happiness in life.
Well, that I love what you do. I mean, and the idea of getting over fear through having life experiences is a great way to get over it, because that's what we're here to do, right? Have life experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the most powerful things somebody can do.
Yeah, but I can't see you being a banker. I've known you for a while. Somehow I could see how that didn't work.
Yeah, and believe it or not, I was actually pretty good. I was a top salesperson and, and got all sorts of awards. And it's almost like a lot of times we wear those masks in our lives. And, I put that layer on top of me that I thought, people wanted from me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when you start to lose yourself and, a little bit of your soul and that fire inside. when you're a kid, you know, you understand what you like and what you love and enjoy. And I think that a lot of times gets lost in transition when you're, you know, operating to support and your family and be responsible. So yeah, it was Absolutely. A different life and different world.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us what conscious human performance is?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So conscious human performance is basically a model that looks at a few different quadrants of your life and your awareness of where you're showing up. So generally speaking, there's 7 levels of consciousness. And so if we look at, say, and you'll know the people that are in your life that are operating at these different levels.
Mm-hmm.
So like, say a level 1 is somebody that is maybe feeling like a victim or feeling as if they have nowhere to go, you know, struggling and just don't have an idea of what their next that step might be. So that's maybe an example of somebody that's level 1. Level 2 is somebody that, you know, might be falling into a situation of anger and rage or frustration as a result of things that are going on in their life. And these lower levels are actually catabolic or destructive energy, both for you and those around you. And then say somebody's operating at a level, conscious level 3, that would be somebody that might be rationalizing their situation or, you know, making excuses or figuring out different things that are happening to them, and they rationalize that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Level 4 is somebody that might be like a helper. Like you think of a single mother that's burnt out and supporting everybody else, but not taking any time for themselves. And you might hear a little bit of yourself in some of these levels as well. And so level 5 is somebody that has a lot of energy, very entrepreneurial, scattered ideas. And so that would be somebody, if you meet them, you know exactly that they're falling at level 5. Level 6 is somebody that's very spiritual. So a lot of times somebody operating at level 6 has maybe left a career, is traveling the world or, you know, going down the spiritual path and kind of disconnecting from the world. And then level 7 is pure creation and passion. So that's somebody that's operating in a way where they are connecting the spiritual and the logical and practical to step into their reason for existence and operating at their highest level. So there's a lot of nuances inside of that, but those things are happening in various parts of your life and in your energy, how you're feeling and operating, your awareness of yourself and those around you, your love and your tribe, which is the connection piece of relationships,
mm-hmm.
your contribution, which is, you know, your money and your career or business, and then commitment, which is the fitness and health aspect of it. So inside of the model, there's 70 questions that you can take and really get an idea of where you're consciously operating in those 4 quadrants, plus the experiential, which is the adventure piece. So a lot of times these things get out of balance where, you know, you have somebody that might have a successful business or career, but mm-hmm. their relationship is suffering, or they might have a good career, but their fitness and health is suffering. You know, so we want to balance this out so that you can live a fulfilling, healthy, happy life in all of these quadrants.
So who is the conscious human performance for?
That's a tricky question because it's for everyone, but specifically the people that it helps the most are people that are feeling as if something's missing.
Mm.
They know that there's something more out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a scenario where they're not necessarily happy with what they're doing. They might have relationships that are failing or not working well. They may be in a career that they're feeling burnt out, you know, and not fully aligned. They get home and they crash and they're not motivated and maybe suffering from a little depression or anxiety. And they're those that are, you know, not necessarily doing their fitness routine or eating well. So you can take somebody that is in that state of kind of rock bottom to a certain extent or ready for a change. But then you can take also somebody that's very highly successful and then optimize their performance even to a higher degree.
Yeah, I think that was me before I became a book coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of reached that point where it's like I knew there was something more. And I wasn't sure what it was at that point, and I just wasn't happy, and all the things you just said.
Well, think about it. I mean, the thing that inspired me about creating this is that the fact is that at least 80% of the world's population is unfulfilled in their careers. And I think that's something that we can change. And I think if we get into the school systems with programs like these, if we can get into the corporations and create more conscious corporations, that's really going to shift the overall happiness, fulfillment, and life experience of many, many, many people. So that's why I'm passionate about it, because I didn't find this stuff till I was, you know, 30 or into my 30s. And I really think that if we can introduce people to this earlier on, their quality of life will be a lot better.
I love that. And I completely agree. And that's why I love you and I love what you do. I mean, I just think it's awesome. And yeah, I think that getting into the schools is so, so important. I think education is so important. And one of the things that, I don't know, I get really irate about is when people talk about how education is a waste of time, you know, or they think that it's just to go and make money. And there's so much more, I think, to it than that. So how did you come up with this?
A lot of trial, a lot of error, a lot of, you know, working with myself through the transition. And then now applying that to the clients that I've worked with. So I've worked with over, you know, probably 200 clients in the past three or four years with the model. And then through my career, you know, probably over 500 people, you know, really putting it through the ringer and testing it in real world practical applications. So it was a process of like when I was going through these Spartan races, Tough Mudders, skydiving, all of these different things, being very aware of how I was showing up in my mind, what was happening in my mind, and then also in my body, because they're both connected. And I was like, there's something here to teach others how to have that awareness. And it was like little things too. Like I never thought of myself as an angry person. And one day I was walking in the house and I looked down and my kids' toys are on the ground, one of the toys. And as I was like, oh my God, like I'm angry about this. And then, and I realized that I was attached to some sort of outcome that, you know, that the toys needed to be put away. Otherwise my kids weren't respecting me. But the fact that they were laying on the ground didn't mean that my kids were not respecting me. It was just means that they were maybe forgetful, or so it wasn't a personal attack. So then I was aware of these small things, and then I could shift and be like, oh, well, now that I'm aware that this is the unconscious conscious reaction, I now have a choice to make a shift. And that shows up in all sorts of different ways in relationships. You know, when you're having conversations with your wife or your husband and they say something that makes you angry or makes you feel like a victim or or helpless and all these different things. And it just gives you this awareness. And what's interesting about the model is that when you're operating at lower levels, like say the 1, 2, or 3, you can't see the 4, 5, or 6, or you can't make decisions from those. So you're almost limiting your ability. So you're actually becoming a more multidimensional person by allowing yourself to see more of the playing field in your life and how you're showing up.
You know, I love what you just said about how you think about something. I was just having a conversation with somebody yesterday about this, and he was talking about that exact thing, changing how you think about what you think. And I said, okay, well, let's take an example. And I said, you know, I just said to my husband the other day that I've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge with Russell Brunson, and I didn't do everything. It was a 30-day challenge, and you know, sometimes they get away from you, whatever. Anyway, I said I was going to go through it again, and this time I wasn't going to go till the next step until I really mastered the step I was on. And I'm committed to doing that. But I was talking to my husband, and I said, you know, I want you to understand I'm doing the best I can, but this is really hard, you know? And so he said to me, he said, well, you know that when you're doing something new, that it's a learning process. And so you have to get better at it, and you have to start being, you know, you start being bad and then you get better. And I'm like, yeah. And he says, so it's a process. And I said, right, it's a process. And he goes, well, what if you thought about it as a process instead of that it's hard? And I was like, you're right, because I know it's a process. I mean, I've done new things enough times in my life to know that it's a process. You know? So yeah, I mean, that is such an important thing. And I think, I mean, I've heard it so many times from so many people, but I think you have to really get it at a deep level to use it. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, it's that attachment to outcome, and mm-hmm. also basing your value on the outcome of the work that you're doing, as opposed to the actions or the things that are happening in the moment. Mm-hmm. And kind of a connection or lesson around that was, I was doing the Go Rough Challenge a few years back, and it's run by Special Forces military guys, where you put 50 pounds of back weight in a backpack and then do a bunch of things and mm-hmm. sand and water and all this other stuff. And one of the things they said was, you know, embrace the suck.
I like that. Embrace the suck. That one's going to go in my Twitter feed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's just an amazing mindset where, you know, when things are not going well, or if it's challenging, just embracing that, the pain or the growth mm-hmm. in that process. And that gets you focused on the moment and time. It's so important.
Well, isn't that part of it too? Seeing it as the growth instead of seeing it as the pain.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the results that your clients have gotten from this?
There's a number of them. There was one client that I was working with that was actually in a very toxic corporate environment. Mm-hmm. And when I met him, he was up for 3 days straight and wasn't spending time with his kids. Very disconnected. His wife, you know, this was the relationship was strained as a result. And then we were able to basically give him this information, have him take the assessment and get a baseline of where he's at. And then as we spoke and as we worked together, he was able to more consciously operate at work mm-hmm. where he wasn't so much triggered by what was going on with his boss. And he was able to reprioritize what was most important with him, which was his kids, and how he was showing up, and kind of reposition the way he was with his wife. You know, the time that he was with his wife, it wasn't now about coming home and venting all the stuff that was going on. Mm-hmm. It was actually connecting with her in a way that was more, is a, in a more healthy way. So that's just one example.
Boy, I mean, and that's so important no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, because think about it. I mean, the stress in a relationship of people that are going through these, you know, especially in this challenging time, right? Everything that's going on and people now, their entire lives are shifted upside down. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to have as many tools as possible to navigate, you know, so you have choices and options of how to show up. And it just becomes a question of, yeah, we're all human. You know, we're going to get upset. We're going to feel like a victim sometimes. We're going to get overwhelmed. You know, we're going to burn ourselves out, but then how long are you going to stay there is the question, you know, and this is a tool that shifts you very quickly as opposed to a week, a day, or even years going by in that scenario.
Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, like people will say, how are you doing? And I think I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. How do you know?
Okay. So that's an interesting question. And I actually had this similar conversation with somebody very recently.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is that people get used to a state. So there's a lot of coping mechanisms that we have in order to protect ourselves from pain. And those coping mechanisms are like Novocaine. So you're not aware of the things that are going on because your body's been so used to it until you get a little bit of glimpse of what has changed. So you could imagine, like, say, you know, you've got a cut or something that is, you're bleeding and you don't realize that you're cut. It's like a slow awareness before you know it, you know, you're mm-hmm. dead. So coping mechanisms, you might feel like everything's good because you don't know the difference between that. And you're so used to those coping mechanisms. So this is giving people enough of awareness of like, maybe I don't want to have that in my life anymore, you know, or mm-hmm. maybe I don't have to burn myself out. You know, this is not something I have to force. Life can be a little bit more effortless and I can feel a little bit more joy. And it's just opening that window just a little bit, enough for them to realize that there's a different way to operate and that their current reality is not the ultimate reality that they could be creating in their life.
So what are some of the signs that my company is operating at higher level of consciousness?
When you have your team members that are operating almost in like a flow state. So if you've ever worked with a group of people and you can almost read each other's minds or things are getting done very effortlessly, people are having fun, they're communicating well, working in the same direction as opposed to opposition directions. And then the corporate environment, as opposed to being stressful and toxic, where people are cursing each other out, going home and, mm-hmm. you know, taking it out on their wife, their kids, and their dog. You have people that are hyper engaged and very low turnover with the company as well. So you have your people fully aligned with their unique abilities and talents operating at the highest levels inside the organization. So you'll notice less people feeling victimized or, you know, angry or frustrated or rationalizing situations, or it's just a complete balancing of the energy of the company, because you not only have this conscious human performance as an individual, mm-hmm. but now you can collectively bring together individuals, and that's a whole new entity. And you can do a 360 assessment and understand where everybody's weaknesses are or strengths, and then work on them individually. So it's a really great way to mm-hmm. increase the overall energy of the company. Mm-hmm. And then that then translates into their message in the world.
Do you work more with corporations or small businesses, or who do you mostly work with?
I've mostly worked with individuals and mm-hmm. small businesses, entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. people that are transitioning from, say, a corporate toxic corporate environment.
Oh, uh-huh.
Or moving into the career or business that they were meant to be in. You know, maybe they gave up years ago. So that's primarily the people I've been working with. And my next phase is to begin to bring this into corporations. Mm-hmm. I've worked with a lot of executives and some CEOs and things like that. But doing company-wide transformations is getting into the education systems and doing company-wide
Right. So how long does it take? How long does it take to see results?
It really depends on where somebody's at. People have taken the assessment and they've said immediately that they've had awareness, that they've been able mm-hmm. to shift immediately. And then some of the more rooted behavior patterns and things that have happened. So all the experiences that we have growing up and then coming into our adulthood, you know, there's some really deep rooted things that people need to look at. And sometimes mm-hmm. that can take a little bit of while to rewire, because you're basically rewiring your brain to operate in a different way. And sometimes it takes a day, a week, or a year. You know, I've worked with people on a year, and then all of a sudden it clicks and that thing falls away. So it really depends.
I have found that with everything, it's like it doesn't click until it clicks. mm-hmm. You know, whatever. Yeah. Like even when I'm learning stuff like that, I've heard it over and over. And then all of a sudden when I go, oh, now I get it.
Yeah. Well, this is one of those things that once you see it, you can't unsee it, mm-hmm. you know, and it just, there's layers upon layers. So once you see one thing and you become aware of that, a whole new layer becomes into your perception. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like peeling an onion back, and you're not able to see the underlying layer until you look and acknowledge that first thing. And then, you know, it just continues. It's a lifelong journey.
I want to ask you, why do you think conscious human performance is important and why people should focus on it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are suffering, silently mm-hmm. suffering, you know, that quiet desperation where they're just going through their life and they're surviving, they're doing things. Mm-hmm. And my passion and the thing I was put on this earth to do is to help people feel alive and awakened. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people in this world that aren't feeling that. So I think it's really important as our life experience here to really light up inside of ourselves, and then that spreads to others and people can feel that. So I think really focusing on evolving the consciousness of the planet is something that's super important, and coming together to do that. You know, think about the effect of not only on the current generations, but also the kids, you know, that are growing up, and so that they can operate in a conscious way, a conscious life, and not out of fear, you mm-hmm. know, and that's my vision, is to give people the tools to go through their lives and not feel stressed and not feeling as much anxiety and not being depressed or feeling as if they need to be doing something different, is mm-hmm. that they are good as they are as a human being. So this isn't like a self-help, like you're not good enough type thing. It's more like, hey, this is where you're at. If you want to operate in a different way, then let's make a choice to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now I have to ask you, something else came up when you were saying that, which is, what do you think about what's going on in the world right now as far as consciousness? I mean, it feels like we just went back 40 years. So I'm really curious what your take is. At least that's how it feels to me, because I went through the 60s. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been having absolutely amazing conversations, real conversations, this true connection with individuals. So it's very, very unfortunate that there's people suffering and dying as a result of what's going on at this point in time. But I think it's really a wake-up call, and it's giving people just a little bit of a pause in their regular lives where they can now say, is this really the way I want to be operating in my world? Whereas before, that space wasn't there for them to sit with themselves and really figure out what's next. So I really feel, aside from the negativity of what's going on or the negative downside of it, I think it's really an opportunity for us to shift as a world in the consciousness in the world in a powerful way. So I think it's a doorway, it's a bridge that we can cross together. And we just need to do that together, come together in a collaborative, conscious way. And I think that the future is really going to be very bright as we do that.
Nice. Well, that's good to hear. I hope you're right.
Absolutely.
So do you have any tips for people before we go? What would you suggest they do first? What's the first thing they should do?
Well, absolutely. I would suggest going and doing the assessment themselves.
That's the free conscious human performance assessment.
Yep.
And you want to give them the link?
Yeah, that's right on Zerkers.com, Zerkers.com. And there's a click here or start here link, which there's no opt-in. All you do is go there, click on it, and it's assessment. So that'd be number one. And
okay, then, wait. If people don't know how to spell assessment, it's ASSESSMENT.
That is
and
correct.
And there's also a referral code for me, and that's capital C, capital H, capital P as in Paul, 02.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Then what?
And the second thing is just take some time at the beginning of the day to set some intentions of how you want to operate. Say, hey, I'm going to operate at this level 7 or level 6 or whatever for the day. And then at the end of the day, just walk yourself mentally through that and see where you were triggered or where things are falling out of place. And then the next day, just be very aware and shift that, either remove it or shift perspective. And then if you do that over a period of days and weeks and months and years, you'll start to notice changes internally and then externally in your life.
Well, thank you so much. This has been really great. I know I always say that, but I have the most amazing guests. So I really want to thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I really appreciate the work you're doing in the world and your continued friendship.
Yeah. I should tell people before we go. First of all, John and I, we met on LinkedIn. That's amazing because there aren't a lot of people, you know, that I've connected with there that I've really, really connected with like we have. So I'm really, you know, grateful for our friendship. And I've also been helping John work on his book. So, you know, I so believe in what you're doing and I really do want to see you get that out into the world in as big a way as possible.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that, Ellen.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it for today. To get the transcript, go to www.booksbusinessabundance.com/podcast. And you're also welcome to join our Facebook group. The link is there on the podcast page. Again, that's www.booksbusinessabundance.com/podcast. And there is a free guide there for getting started if you're ready to get your message out into the world. So take advantage of that. And be sure to go over to John's site at Zerkers.com/assessment and get that free conscious human performance assessment. And that, again, one more time, is Zerkers, Zerkers.com/assessment, ASSESSMENT. And my referral link to that is capital C, capital H, capital P, 02. So I just hope that we come out of this a better world. So that's it for today. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Books, Business, and Abundance podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. We greatly appreciate it. Also, feel free to share this podcast with your community, friends, and colleagues. then join Ellen and her guests back here for more great shows. Till then, rock your business with books.